Chapter 13. Branch Meeting. Lemus looked around the quiet hospital room and then at Fiedler, who was calmly smoking a cigarette.
"How do you feel?"
asked Fiedler.
"Awful," replied Lemus. "They beat me up, you know."
"Yes," said Fiedler. "And you killed the guard."
"I guessed that I had," said Lemus. "But I had to protect myself. What happened to you?"
"Oh, Munt's men beat me up too," replied Fiedler. "And he interrogated me as well. But I knew that he would lose."
"Why?" asked Lemus.
"I had collected evidence against him," he replied. "Then you brought me the last piece of evidence that I needed, about the payments. I put it all in my report to the Presidium. So, while he and his men were beating us up, the members of the Presidium were setting up a tribunal."
"What's that?" asked Lemus.
"It's a secret trial," said Fiedler. "It will happen tomorrow. Munt has been arrested, and you will give evidence against him."
Then a nurse brought Lemus some food, which he ate, although he still felt awful. Fiedler watched him without speaking.
"What will happen in the tribunal?" asked Lemus.
"There are three judges. One of them, the president, is in charge of the others," Fiedler said. "I will put the case against Munt, and a clever man called Carden will defend him."
"Why can't Munt defend himself?" Lemus asked.
"Munt has asked for Carden to do it. I have been told that Carden will call a witness."
They sat in silence again, and then Fiedler spoke.
"You must get some sleep," he said. "Tomorrow you can talk."
Lemus went to sleep feeling pleased. He was pleased that Fiedler was on his side against Munt, even though Fiedler was really on the other side, against the British Secret Service. And tomorrow, Munt would receive a sentence of death. At the same time, Liz was in Leipzig, where she had been for a few days. She was staying with a kind woman called Comrade Ebert, who was the secretary of the Communist Party's Neuenhagen branch. Liz knew some German, so she could talk a little to people. She helped with work, giving books to people about the party and visiting members who had not been to meetings recently. The branch meeting was on the fourth evening of her visit. There was going to be a discussion about working and living together after two wars, and Comrade Ebert told Liz that a lot of people would come. It was hard to make people come to the branch meetings in London, so Liz wanted to get ideas to take home. She was pleased that the meeting room was better than the one in London. But then only seven people came, and Liz was very upset. Liz was waiting for Comrade Ebert to put on her coat after the end of the meeting when a man opened the door.
"Comrade Ebert?" he asked.
"Yes,"
Comrade Ebert replied.
"I'm looking for an English comrade," he continued. "She is staying with you, Comrade Gold."
"I'm Elizabeth Gold," said Liz.
"My name is Holton. I'm from the party," he said.
He showed some papers to Comrade Ebert, who looked at them and nodded. Then she looked at Liz a bit nervously.
"I have a message for Comrade Gold," Holton said. "You are invited to a special meeting of the Presidium."
"Oh,"
said Liz, wondering how the Presidium knew about her.
"We must leave tonight," he said. "We have a long way to go, to Görlitz."
"Where's that?" asked Liz. "It's to the east, near Poland," replied Comrade Ebert. Liz felt confused. She was pleased that the party thought she was important enough to invite to a special meeting, but she was also surprised. She wondered why they were going to travel so far to the east, but she did not feel she could ask any questions. Holton said, "We can collect your things, and then we can continue the journey immediately." Liz realized that she had to do what he said. She followed Holton to a black car with a flag on the front. As soon as she and Holton got in, the driver started the engine and drove away.